IT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Looking for check-ins from regular members and guests. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet.
KA2VLA,
Clint, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, just a lot of yard work. Now we've got spring is here. Got things to catch up. Dig out the flower beds. Things like that. Took my truck down to the garage and had half a day's work on it. It was running awful noisy. I got tired of hearing the noise, so went out and had it repaired. So that's about the activities for the day. We'll say 73.
Roger, yeah, when I saw you down there at the dump there, it sounded a little loud. I'm glad you got that fixed. Mine's a little loud, too. I'm getting that looked at here this week myself. You know, the one thing we have in common is we drive down that same bumpy road down there to camp, and I think that has something to do with it.
It don't help it much. Makes the squeaks work louder.
Roger that. Okay, Clint, thanks for checking in. It's like a quiet night here tonight, so thank you for for keeping it from being a shutout. But I see there's some people here on Echo Link. So, all right, Clint, thanks. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins.
WB2RUQ here in the heart of the Hudson Valley.
WB2RUQ, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Nothing much. It was a nice day here today. Temperature's perfect. Nights have been nice and cool. And got the lawn mowed here tonight and cleaned up that cover on the pool, got that out of there. And just sitting back, watching a little TV and enjoying a glass of wine. And that's going to be the extent of it for the evening. So back to you. This is WB2RUQ.
Roger that. I'm taking it that Mr. Cavanaugh made it back okay. I know he wasn't looking forward to getting back to the pollen down there. I guess your spring's probably a little further along than ours, but he was just starting to notice the pollen up here, and I'm sure it's a lot worse down there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, this is my second mowing, so things are leaking out nice, but it's cool. It's cooler probably about, right now, it's 65 degrees. I'd say it's about 5 degrees or so cooler than normal, but it makes it real pleasant. So there's plenty of pollen out there. You can see it on Gloria's car. It hasn't moved in a few days. It's just covered with it. Okay,
I don't know what the temperature is out there. It's starting to cool off a little bit. It's probably close to what you have there, but it was warm. We went up to the boys' ball game there, and it was nice and warm. So, all right, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. Hopefully see you there Thursday. All right, this is KDE2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, trying to start my summer schedule here where I work a few hours in the morning and then I try to do my outdoor stuff during the day. You know, instead of work, I'll, go out, do some yard work, whatever else needs to be done during the day, and then try to get my regular work here, my job here, done at night. It's a good time to do that. As I slow down in the summer, I force myself to slow down in the summer, so instead of those 60, 70-hour work weeks, I try to keep it down closer to 40 hours, and that way there's more time to enjoy this beautiful weather we are having. But we do need some rain. When we were up at camp there this weekend, it was crunchy. It was like walking on cornflakes up there. It was just very crunchy, and Forest Port dodged a bullet there by being able to get that that forest fire out and then that other fire that happened too out. So it's so dry up there right now, it's scary how dry it is. So we could definitely use some rain, or we're supposed to get some here Wednesday. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'm now going to close the Black River Valley ServiceNet, return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Clint and John for checking in tonight, and Say 73 is anyone who's listening in, and you can tell it's summer. The nets are getting slower. So, okay, this is KD2AIT, clear.
KOJ for OCTAN, the United County Traffic Emergency Net. Are there any stations with or without traffic?
Good evening, Mark. This is WA2U.
Okay, very good. WA2U, John, thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else?
KC2NBU, good evening. No traffic.
KC2NBU, thank you for checking in. Do appreciate it. Anyone else for OCTAN? Says KB2KOJ for OCTAN. Are there any other stations with or without traffic? Okay, nothing heard. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 73, KB2KOJ is clear.